I left school when I was 12, and I went out to work when I was 12 years old, and I worked for about a year in the mills, and then I went in the woods, and I worked in the woods, and I come home the next spring. Well, the summer I was 14, we had an old canoe there, and there was a brook that went up to this bog, and I used to like fishing. So one day I said I was going up the brook fishing. Well, there was a place up to the head of the brook. It was called Echo Canyon. It was just a big cliff that come down between these two sides came down and met in the middle, and there was a brook run down through, and if you hollered when you was up there, you could hear your echo going up this canyon. We called it Echo Canyon, but it didn't have any name. And it was a lot of fish in there. It was a great place to fish. Well, down on the meadow below it, why, there was lots of fish, but up in them canyons where people didn't go fishing, why, the fish was bigger, and there was pools and runs, and so anyway, I'd heard him talking, I was only a kid, and I'd heard him talking about these three men had gone up to fishing and never heard tell of before or afterwards. So I said, well, now, when I get big enough, I'm going up there and see what's up there. So this time I was 14, I had this old canoe, and I said I was going up the meadow some fishing. So my father said, don't you go up any further than head that meadow. You know, he said, you pay attention to what I tell you. You stay up further ahead of the meadow, and you turn around, and you stay away from that canyon. So I went up that day, and old going up the meadow, I caught, I don't know, 12, 14, 16 trout, and they was about 8, 9, 10 inches. And when I got up to the head of the meadow where the canyon stopped and come out on the meadow, I look up the pool, and there was a pool up there about 100 yards, and I saw these trout jumping. They was nice trout, so I said, gosh, I'm going up that first pool and catch some of these trout. So I went up the pool, and I fished, and I caught, I think, 8. And they was good trout, about 13, 14 inches long, and I said, I got enough, and I'll go back. So I went back down out of the pool, and when I got back down to the head of the meadow, where I said, I guess I'll go ashore and eat my lunch. So I drove the canoe ashore. And I got out, and I sat down by a fir tree, oh, about 8, 10 feet away from the canoe, and I headed back up again this fir tree, and I ate my lunch, and I was sitting there. It was a nice sunny day and quiet, and no wind blowing. I was sitting there, and all at once I heard something walking behind me. Well, I said, that's a moose, the way it's walking. I can tell it's a moose. So I went to work and kind of looked back over my shoulder right and left, and I didn't see any moose, and I said, well, it's a moose because it's not a deer. It's walking too slow, and the steps are too far apart. And you could hear this crunch, crunch, crunch. So I said, that's a moose. It's got to be. And it kept getting closer. And after a minute or so, I said, well, then the steps should be close enough I can see that moose. So I turned around, looked over in the soft wood and hard wood, and I didn't see any moose. I didn't see any deer or nothing. I knew it wasn't a bear because you can't hear a bear walking in the woods, and the deer take shorter steps. So I said, well, now what would that be? So I sat down again in the fur, and I could still hear it coming closer. And by and by it comes to me about what they said about those three people missing, and that place was haunted. And I said to myself, my heaven, that's a ghost. Well, I got scared, so I didn't move. I just sat there and looked out over the bog, and I could hear the steps coming closer and closer, and they was getting right up close to me, and I couldn't move. I just froze right there, and by and by, I felt this great big cold hand. The old finger seemed to be about a foot long. His hand just as cold as ice. It grabbed me by the back and neck and picked me right up. I weighed in, old 90 pounds probably. And picked me up and slapped me right down in the canoe. Just walked over and slapped me down in the back seat of the canoe, and he gave the canoe a push down the river and said, don't come back. Well, sir, I grabbed that paddle and I went down that brook right out straight, and from that day to this, I never been back to that place, or I never told my brothers about it till years later, and I never told my father and mother because I knew I'd get a licking. But I didn't bother to go back there again because he told me not to come back. And I said to myself, well, I guess I won't bother to go back.